This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States Sunday warned Myanmar to reverse course following reports that the country's military had arrested its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. A White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, said in a statement, adding that President Joe Biden has been briefed on the situation in a statement and said that the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition, and will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed. Australia also issued a statement saying it's deeply concerned about the reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. Myanmar military television says the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu Sunday night, which left nine people dead. The well-known retired general Mohamed Nurgalal and former defense minister was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique, a hotel located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the attack. Police said all four Al-Shabaab militants who stormed Hotel Afrique were killed. A car bomb exploded near the hotel near Sunday, beginning a shootout between militants and security forces.